Thank you so much for your insight in actually showing how, as you mentioned, technology can really be leveraged as an asset, and also reflecting on a duality, bringing in the example of e-commerce as a concrete business model. Now I would like to move on to the final speaker of today, connecting also on the narrative of action, to Mr. Anand Priyadeo from India, who is the founder of the Ananda Foundation. Mr. Deo, I know you will have a presentation to the audience, but maybe after your presentation, you could also reflect on two questions I would like to share with you. As the creator, so to speak, initiator of the Ananda Foundation, how do you work on helping providing financial assistance and training to rural and indigenous communities with a special focus on promoting the rights of women and girls? I know that's very much at the heart of what you do, and I find that very fascinating, because this is really, I think, a very concrete example of how we ensure that no one is left behind. And in a second point as well, I know that you have been working on employing an approach that you call the three P's: peace, prosperity, and parity. If you can share with us and tell more about what that actually entails, and how that again is a key tool to unlock the power of business and finance for sustainable development, human rights. Thank you so much.